What up? Hello, 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 friends. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm having a good day, man. Things are going well.
Awesome.
Queen Swiss, hello, ma'am. You know what,
So
Dakota? We're not going to talk about that.
if you still need to move, etc., and you just have stuff in 49 tech, make sure you get ready already for the move so you don't have to wait too long.
Myron is linking the Secret Santa. You still have time to sign up for that, if I am correct. All right, for you
So a week
Americans,
left.
I got a recommendation for you. If your Target has just a super Target with the food, they have Target French bread, and it's actually really good. Toast it, little butter, very good. $3, Target French bread, unbelievable. Who would thought?
Well, that's not garlic bread, right, Asher? Because that's too spicy for you. It's just regular
No,
bread.
no, no.
Honey glazed bread.
It's white French bread. We're not getting any kind of Quran, bake your own. All right, brother. That's right. Target's the perfect place. It's not run down, but it's not too bougie. It's right in the middle. It's a good American place to shop.
Well, I guess Florida man has his own opinions. That's okay.
All right, guys, I was shown this, and there's a new McDonald's cup, apparently. I'm dropping the image. And it is said to look like something close to the heart of all goons, if you want to click it.
That's some holiday cheer right there.
I was also unsure, Kohi, what it was supposed to be. Apparently, it's two mittens.
It's two mitts, but you just draw the fingers on. Good to go.
Yeah, the hands are covering up the fingers, so. I don't know Omega Dragon. I was just looking at the image. I don't. It's a really good Photoshop if someone photoshopped it. But I don't know.
Yeah, they forgot the ring. That's right.
Yeah, it does not have the ring. All right, so let's get to some other non-GOTY related material. I know we want to talk about GOTY usually at the start of the meeting. So for mining upgrades, some of you guys have been asking about that, and we are waiting to see what the MER says. So we're going to look at the MER and then judge from there. So if you're wondering about mining upgrades, that is the we're going to reevaluate once we see the MER. MER is maybe a little late at this point. Usually it's out before this, but some months it has been after, so they still have not released it. Speaking of mining, if you are an Ishtar Ratter, we would like you to drop an MTU and collect the rat loot. That is essentially mining at this point. So if you're running an Ishtar, drop that MTU. With the new anoms, you kind of want to drop an MTU and orbit it anyway. Like it makes a very easy orbit target. So I would just say, just use that anyway. So yeah, we'll get to Merc Dens, but yeah. So MTUs in Ishtars, collect the loot. You're basically mining, gun mining. In this case, drone mining. All right. Shout out to the Beehive Boys. They counter dropped, got themselves one of the new cenotaphs, and I believe two other blops that just happened. So they're doing a good job. They're doing an excellent job, actually. A lot of you guys are out beaconing. It's safe to say our enemies have noticed. I did want to prepare you guys that do recall or do be aware that the big drop is coming, right? Like they're going to log off Dreads or log off Redeemers or something in our space and coordinate a big drop on one of you doofuses is out there right now ratting in a Revenant or somehow ratting in a Vanquisher or something, and they're watching you and they're going to prepare a big drop and then they're going to post on Reddit like, ha, 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 I told you goons aren't safe, ignoring the fact that it took them all this time to set it up. But that is going to be coming. So just be aware. I don't know when it's going to happen. I just know it will happen. And so if you are the one riding, mining or beaconing in a revenant or, you know, you're somehow doing it a vanquisher, then just be aware that it will be you. And get ready for the Reddit post they will be making. Speaking of beacons, it is a great way to make money. We have a lot of people going. And if you want to get started, RNI is a great ship to do it. As far as dread priority, what we're looking for the most for combat dreads is Zernitra's and Phoenix Navy issues. So that is our priority for combat dreads, Zernitra's and Phoenix Navy issues. Terriel says, unlike Frat, we don't kick people for losing faction supercaps. Yeah, our general policy is you can be dumb and we don't kick you. Although if you are continuously dumb in an extremely dumb way, we will consider it. Okay. Did we get these BR? We linked those. Okay. Kind of a light week as far as announcements. Merc-dens, we will be sending something to your corps in a moment. So talk to your corp leadership about Merc-dens if you're interested in Merc-dens. Other than that, that is about all I have to talk about. If you have questions, go ahead and ask them now. Should miners just go rat instead of mining? Absolutely not. You know, minerals are more valuable than ever. Miners are very valuable. We have set up the system essentially the way CCP has set us, you know, has set it up to allow us. We can make some changes, and we'll look at that after the MER. But you know, it won't be big changes because this is what CCP wants, right? This is how it will be. We definitely need miners out there. Cicatrix Maledictum, what a name, says, I make an obnoxious amount of money mining anoms. Yeah, agreed. Berserk's Clone says, seeing as Ishtars are being used in successful strat-ops, can we unban on SRP on them? I don't think Ishtars are banned from SRP. I think ratting Ishtars are banned from SRP. But yeah, we if you're on a strat-op, you're not going to not get SRP for your Ishtar. When are we free to roam to Fountain? Do not roam to Fountain. I don't want you guys roaming Fountain. I don't think it's a good idea. I think, believe technically, it'll be January 1st, but I don't plan to be sending out any organized things to hit Fountain. I would rather have you guys go hit, you know, Initiative or Frat or other people.
Not Initiative, Horde, I mean, you mean?
Yeah, not hit Initiative, hit Horde or hit Frat. Thank you. Ishtar is only SRP'd for 6 squads at the moment. Okay, well, if we adopt a doctrine, we will undo that, but I assume that was done for...
The fleet that got ran yesterday should have been SRP'd. If you're having problems getting it paid out, we'll look at it.
Yeah, I saw that, Sven. Ark's stealing all my ideas. It's okay. You can tell him I said that. Can we set up a jump bridge in this space? Asked Silvitney. So jump bridges are very hard to set up. I can have people look at that particular area, but setting them up is not like the old system at all. It is extremely tough to set up a jump bridge. So, you know, we can look into it, but it is very unlikely because the way CCP has set it up, it makes it very hard to put them where you want, and you have to put them where they're basically where they're allowed or where they can fit.
I have something quick.
Okay, can we go?
If you're doing industry stuff, there was a couple week pause with no new GEZs, but they're starting to roll out again because we have stuff from Delve got shipped literally last night. So there was 3 or 4 online or onlining in the past couple of days, and at least 2 more to come next week. So if you're doing industry stuff, just keep an eye on the spreadsheet. And they'll be added over time. Still a lot more to come.
All right, great. Terriel asks alphas for our new space. When? Right now, no plans. Yeah, we want alphas in Delve still. So, alphas in Delve. Cicatrix says, can we pull down the old Jez sticky on the forum and sticky the new one? I did not realize that was the case. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a new thread. I just haven't had time to.
Okay.
Right now, just I made a placeholder thread, but the spreadsheet's the source of truth at the moment.
Okay. How are Brave doing in Delve as Baldurick? So their jump bridges just came online, and it's been a huge help to them. They're settling in. Horde has tried to put some pressure on them, and I think Brave has handled it admirably. So it's going well. I know that they're getting a lot more money, and basically I've done a check-in with all of our allies, and obviously everyone has issues and concerns that they care about, but the general vibe has been very good, basically matching what we're feeling, is that people are feeling strong and happy with what's going on. That's a good question to ask, Baldurick. Yeah, Tyrael, I understood you meant in addition to Dell Alphas. Right now, we're just going to stick with one set of Alphas. Carrick asked the same question about a second Alpha Alt. No plans right now. Is CAD staying in 1DQ or moving? We will be moving it relatively soon. Will Init ever be friends again? So we are not enemies with Init. We will just not be blue to them. So the state of Brave is strong. I would say so, Kaminar, but I would let Jinx say for himself. Heard Frat will be resetting Horde. Is it true? And how is the map going to be looking? Yes, they are going to be resetting January 1st as well. So all the major coalitions will be resetting each other January 1st. I don't know how that will actually matter or come into effect, but there will be an official reset on January 1st. Can you talk about PI? I mean, I can. PI is a good thing to do and make some money. There you go. When will Secret Santa be out? I believe in about a week for Secret Santa. Are applications for control Dell vaults still being processed? Yes, they're usually processed in a batch, though. So if yours doesn't hit yet, that's why. Are there any other groups that we will reset other than Initiative? No. No current plans. Vastin Kumar says, from the time we moved from Delve to our new regions, on Alliance perspective, was it as good a move as expected, or did the Alliance members outdid the expectations? So, it's a great question. It has gone much better than expected. I think that it exceeded pretty much everyone's expectations, and I would say that even the people who were opposed to the move idea, or at least skeptical about it, now are like, yeah, it's much better. Than they expected. So I would say we've pretty much won over all the skeptics, or most of the skeptics. I'm sure there is someone who will always be skeptical, but most everyone is happy. And it's gone better than we expected. So well done. Sure, what did you want most for Secret Santa? Or Aurelium, I asked for a golem in my Secret Santa thing. Regalin says, best decision ever made. Praise the party. Their guidance is infallible. Indeed. Praise the party.
Paid actor.
Yeah. You ever actually think about that? Being a member of Illum is basically like being a member of the Politburo.
Yeah, except we don't get paid.
Do you think the Politburo gets paid? No, they get corruption. You got to use your fiefdom to extort money from people. That's how it works. How has the beacon income from Delve versus Impasse for the Alliance? So from an Alliance perspective, Mach 1 in Delve, beacons and Beehive was a net negative as far as income and a positive for our members, meaning we lost money running it, but we ran it still because it was a positive to our members' wallets. But the Alliance lost money. It is now not the case anymore that we lose money. I don't know the exact amount of money that we make. And even if I did, I wouldn't mention it. But we are now making money from Kins being run. So it's definitely an improvement. I would still say that it is not the most important part of like the Alliance income brackets, but it's definitely gone from losing us money, which is good. Some things we do, like incursions, for instance. Incursions are one where the Alliance probably loses money running incursions. This is from a tax income perspective, but it's good for members because they get LP and they get ISK. And so members like it. So we lose money, and that's fine. We are here to serve the members. I'm here to service you. You can clip that. The point is to make you guys succeed. So it's not, we don't look at everything from, you know, a like, oh, this is making us, you know, 10-ISC, and this is making us 15-ISC, and this is making us 20, so let's only do the 20. We look at like what helps our members the most. So even on something like incursions or like beacons, where we used to lose money and we still do, it's something we will run anyway. Curran wants me to take him to a dinner and a movie. Don't see Gladiator 2. What a disappointment. Ugh. Go see Wicked. Terry will ask about a faction Dyson Sphere in UALX. It is unlikely, Terry, for a number of reasons, and which is unfortunate because I love the Dyson Sphere, but we probably will not be recreating it, at least until CCP changes some things about you know, undocking and loading up 20 faction forts.
Yeah. Asher didn't run enough clients to hate the Dyson Sphere in 1DQ.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Like, I wrote in chat, I loved it too. It's awesome. And we have all those forts, we scooped them all successfully. But it was just awful on performance, and only got worse as the years went on. So,
Roy Dalicourt just sent, I didn't see the message, but he sent a message on Mumble. Roy, go ahead and join Elysium on Jabber and ask your question there. That is where questions go. Elysium on Jabber for all questions, if you're listening. There's a bingo for Teriel. I guess we could put it on another planet, but that would be less useful. We're going to be putting up more in ULX. Like, we aren't going to go full Dyson Sphere, but we would be putting on blockers. So expect to see more going up. But, there's a lot of stuff that we're still doing to move into space and to get set up. Like I said, you know, jazzes are still going up, that kind of thing. So the people who would do that are, you know, busy doing other things. But eventually expect to see more go up. How much wealth on the MER report came out of Delve during the Great Migration, asked Victor Romeo. I don't remember the exact number. It was immense, and we realized that supers and titans don't count on the report, so it wasn't even anywhere near how much actually left. It was an immense number in the hundreds of trillions, but it wasn't even the right number. Isaac Heisenberg says 808 trillion ISK. That sounds about what I remember as well. So 800 trillion ISK. And then that wasn't appropriately counting the value of Titans and Supers. And as Teriel said, some people think they didn't count containers as well, the stuff inside containers. So what's after a trillion? A quadrillion? I think it's probably
quadrillion. Quadrillion.
Yeah, it's probably a quadrillion-isk is probably a reasonable guess, and more than that.
I've been quoting a lower number because our net imports to Tenerifus were only about 420 trillion. So that's a good measure of. I know it was.
Guys.
It was. I know it was a little more, but I just say 420 now.
Yeah.
That was the net that we brought into Tenerifus inside of October. So that gets rid of all the stuff where we moved back and forth from Catch to Aquarius a bunch of times, and all the jump freighters that went back and forth. Tenerifus itself gained just over 420 trillion worth in assets, and again, we think that does not actually count Super and Titan hulls because those don't have a price, as far as we can tell.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if containers are not calculated appropriately either.
Yeah.
We don't get to look at the code for this. We just get to look at what they release. So, anyway, yeah. It was a lot is really the answer. How well is Delve 911 doing these days? These breacher pods pretty much guarantee a Rorkan panic dies. It's doing just fine. So, and I don't think it actually guarantees that.
If you are high in shields, when you get dropped, it turns out that panic actually greatly increases your passive shield regen, and that will help you against the breacher pods, even though they go through the panic resist stuff. But if you get dropped when you are hovering at like 5% shield, you might be fucked. That's the bottom line. So keep your shields high. Don't completely AFK your Rourke wall. don't let it get down there. Just make sure that you are prepared.
Everyone says Teniferous in a different way. Yes, I sometimes say it differently each time. Yeah.
In one of the posts, this was pretty funny. The big post that Kunmi wrote talking about like the different regions and the focus of them and whatnot, he intentionally misspelled Tenerifus and spelled it differently every time it was written in that post. And a very enterprising director went through and fixed all of them for him, which made him very grumpy.
All right. Taranak asked a question that's been asked several times. Are we getting a new blank 911 for our new space? And the answer is no. Some people still make Jew standing fleets, although we have not lived in Jew for over a decade now. Having old names referencing old things are are it's a, it's a national tradition. Pastime. Yeah, so it'll say Delve 911, even though we are not in Delve. I remember someone had a character named Delve Protector, and then we moved out of Delve, and he just kept the character named Delve Protector, right? And then eventually we moved back into Delve, and Delve Protector became important. Everything that's old becomes new, and everything that's new becomes old. So it's going to say Delve 911 for now. Yeah, they're also a stain protector. Yeah, goons are sentimental. That's the right answer. That's the culture. Any plans on reprocessing services in DW TAC for the Ice Belt? That's not a question I can answer. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, so Raccoon, we mentioned it earlier. We moved a ton more industry holes from Delve last night, so the GEZ rollout continues, and a bunch of the really crazy ice systems are going to have a focus on fuel block production, reprocessing, and whatnot. That's all in the GEZ sheet. Has future stuff as well. Like, it has what we currently have down, but it also has like what you're going to be able to find elsewhere.
So Anuv asks, any suggestion for a newer player should lean toward, to be it PI, Logi, etc. So that's a great question. First off, Gooniversity is a good place to join and ask those kind of questions. My personal advice is for ships, I think Logi is the most fun. And once you get in those skills, they work for every fleet. So when I first came in, I went to T2 Logi first. And I will say that Logi is probably the most boring on a fleet that's not getting a fight, but it's the most fun on a fleet that is. So it does have that. When you're not in a fight, Logi is just sort of setting up maybe a cap chain, and that's it. In a fight, it is the most fun. So I would recommend that as what to go to as far as that. For making money, it's really what appeals to you. I did Ishtars, and I still Ishtars are good for me because what I like to do is just put them in the belt and then watch some YouTube videos or whatever. Other people like to be more active. I do not because I don't enjoy making ISK. So that's what I would do. Can we petition CCP to rename ULX to 2DQ? A couple of people have mentioned 2DQ before. Thomas Wilkes said that as well. I don't know if any of you guys are doing this, but for me, when I think of home system, I often say in my mind, I go home system. All right, look, guys, let's go back to 1DQ. ULX. I don't know if anyone else is doing this, but for me, that's definitely happening.
This has happened a number of times. Yes.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, we almost had to go live in Faith Abelis because there's a system that's C0ND TAC 2. And if it was a TAC I or a TAC 1, we would have had to stage goons in Condi.
Oh, wow. That would have been great.
Oh, yeah. Also, but for people who fly in Logi, etc., don't listen to the purist and just put combat drones in it so you can get them kill mills.
Yeah, Logi Anchor might yell at you, but you're welcome to put a combat drone in and then assist it to the FC in the monitor. That is fine.
And also, being a pro, if you have multiple combat drones, only drop once each time because they will get killed. And then
that's the tip of the trade, Apple. Yeah, exactly. You just put one drone out, you assist that one drone, it gets you on, and then you don't worry about it. And then when you can put another one out when it gets killed by a smart bomb.
Yeah, find a Hugin and assist your drone to that Hugin, and then you'll get on most of the kills.
These are the tricks of the trade. And you want a warrior because they're the fastest, so they will get to it the quickest.
Drop a sentry.
The sentry is a good idea if you feel like this is when you're trying to whore and kill mills and Logi. You have to really think about it. If it's going to be a fight that doesn't move much, a sentry is really good. Like if the FC calls for like afterburners, then you can probably get a sentry and drop that and assist. But if the fight's going to move a lot or warp around a lot, then you want mobile drones.
But if you warp around a lot, you just disband your sentry and pick up lost drones from the enemy that died.
Okay. Right, maybe don't get that much in there. Yeah, so you only get to drop it once. Still focus on repping people.
What? Oh, right.
Right, right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was definitely doing that.
The good old times when I was in FA, when that still existed, we were allowed to put in the sights, we were allowed to put a target painter or something like that in there. Or some of them had even got, one of the reps had a gun there so they could get on kill mills.
I hear if you paint the target that you're repping, the reps apply harder.
Yeah. Yes. Bion, that actually might end up being true if they ever add Sigridius to reps, so it might actually become something.
Vionis, don't justify my shit.
Yeah. Viona says the new fits do not have horde drones, I think. So, Viona, the policy has always been we do not care what drones you have in your lodgeship. So, you know, you can put whatever you want in there. If you want to run rep drones, like if you don't care about camos and you want to be like super duper on the ball and run rep drones as well, go for it. We're happy to have you do that. Like, that's awesome. But if not being on any kill mails is what's keeping you from being lodgy, we do not care if you want to run a warrior and get yourself on mails.
The obvious answer is salvage drones.
Yeah, Zerikic does what I do, and that's like if you're a high APM gamer, then you can rep people and also lock up a light tackle that's nearby you and use your drones to actually kill frigates.
That's why it surprises me that you just don't do like your League of Legends, you're always clicking a lot of things there, and then when you do Eve, when you do ratting, why are you not like the clicking and getting the max out of it, etc.? I would expect that from some high APM person.
Because his GPU can't run more clients.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, I had a terrible loss recently. No, I mean, legitimately, this fucking sucks. I had a 1,000-word script that I worked and edited on about Eve 2014 to 2016 for a series I'm going to start making some videos. And for whatever reason, I did not back it up, and my hard drive crashed, and it's dead. It's gone. My script just disappeared. I'm going through the five stages of grief on that one. Have you heard of the cloud? Yeah, thank you, Mirotram. I appreciate it. Just spit in my eye afterwards. Much appreciated. Can you talk about how my football team lost as well to make the playoffs?
Did they not, Asher? I had not heard about that.
Yeah, thanks, Ranger. What's my GPU rig setup, Victor Romeo? I have a Ryzen and an old-ass Vega 64. I'm going to get a new PC eventually, but I just haven't. Come to EUS, we're a different tier. I'm going to answer any more real questions, but I think we're at the shitposting time. But Sven Machiavelli, so I made a terrible mistake two nights ago. I reinstalled League of Legends, and I immediately went ranked and played support tank Jhin. For those of you who don't play League, that's an awesome pick. I won the game, though. Heartsteel support tank Jhin, and I did more damage than my mid Yasuo. It was sick. All right. Do we have any other questions? Any more cat moves from FortiQ07? Yeah, is there one happening today, Apple? But
we're moving capitals from 49 to FortiQ07, and okay. And afterwards I will be so kind to ask Recon if they want to do a sign-off setup, etc.
Aren't but, you a dear?
Already planned?
Excellent. Oh, it's already planned. Like, so that's already taken care of. Like, they are always on the ball, Recon. So, like, don't worry. Like, they will bring it out to all.
Recon just says they're going to have one up. Yeah. So there you go. Seema says, yes, I need to leave the game for about a month. How many Merc Dens should I drop and get the most return on the passive income while I'm gone? There you go. What are the odds we get another close farm incursion? That's a good question, Aurelium. So because we have so much more space, we have more incursions than we did before. So presumably pretty good odds. And if you like to run incursions and you sort of dropped it for whatever reason, maybe because it was too sparse, now there seems like there's basically one up. I think actually Shingley ran the numbers, so we'll call this the Shingley formula. I think an incursion should be up in our space half of the time. So should be one every other week, essentially. Isn't the Shingley statistic, right? Yeah, there's one right now. Yes.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
We've had a long run of them. So yeah, if you did like run incursions, but you felt it was too sparse in our old space, like there wasn't, you know, wasn't enough uptime, now you can do them a lot more.
I'm going to start to move up. I've let the subcap fleet for the move up now. So I see you all later to have fun talking with Asher about League of Legends.
Okay. All my ships are in Delve. What happens to the returning players? Get your ships to 49U, and then you can cross to FortiQ07 like this move up right now. It is a Keepstar chain to get there. So you just go across the Keepstar chain, and then you jump. Was it Puig is the mid? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. P P-U-I-G as the mid, and then you go across the move up right now. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have, like, there'll be Sino chains from time to time. The best thing for you to do, though, is if you're just coming back, talk to your corp and get your corp to help you get your stuff to 49.
I mean, Sephiroth, there's going to be people coming back for over the next year or two. This is going to happen a bunch, so expect it to happen. Be unusual. Playing Eve really conditions you to play other bad games like League 2. Correct. Correct. Anyone playing PoE 2? I have not installed it because after my hard drive died, I do not have 100 free gigabytes of space, so I'll have to get a new hard drive. You're right, Sven. I should just get a new PC, but I don't want to. I will get more gigabytes for Christmas, yeah. Thanon said, does something change for the Rourke ammo for the Breachers? We panic at 100, 100, 100. I don't think so. I don't know that we have official advice yet, but I think what we just heard is that you don't want to panic when you're super low.
Yeah, at least don't wait for 5% shield. Probably ideal is like 50%, but we have not worked out the math. But the issue is that you get some support from panic if you have shield regen. If you wait till you're at 0% shield, you don't get any shield regen because you're at zero, right? The max is at 33%.
I can speak on that.
Yeah.
If there's a breacher, just save your capital ancillary shield booster. And then once you go into panic, use your capital ancillary shield booster, and you can tank the breacher just fine. It won't do anything.
Will a regular repper do that as well, or only a silly?
It will, but I'm assuming you're neutered out at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can rep while you're in panic, so it's not a big deal.
Right. And generally, they don't stay in neut you while you're panicking, usually. But I suppose with breachers, maybe they will start doing that now.
To the guy asking why breacher pods matter in panic, so the panic module just gives you 100% shield resist. So the weapon system that ignores resistances just goes through panic.
The breacher is basically a dot, a damage over time weapon that they've added recently. So if they hit you with it, it does a certain amount of damage over time for a minute or 30 seconds. I don't remember the exact number, but and it ignores your resistances. 70 seconds, so Sapphire. Okay. And so if you panic, it'll still be damaging you, and the resists don't matter. So you just need raw shield or raw rep. Flavor-wise, the Breacher Pod is a bunch of mercs storming the inside of the ship. See, Raul Vega, I always thought that's what this Vanguard should be. Like, it should be tied into Eve, and you should be able to, like, actually, like, board people's ships on the shooter. That'd be cool, not what they're doing.
I was honestly hoping the Merc Dens would spawn Vanguard missions.
That would be... Wait, isn't that... Sven says, Asher, Reavers, when? Good question. How's Vanguard? I have not heard great things, Victor Romeo. Maybe they'll improve it, but I have definitely not heard great things. How do I unsuck, says Sultan. I'm sorry, Sultan, you always suck. Yep, Vanguard is free to try until December 12th. I did hear that. I think Dust was actually a pretty reasonable game.
Yeah, it's the console it was on that was bad.
Yeah. Can we do another Asher Zappy Boy Ratting Fleet at some point? I suppose we could. Same old rule still applies. Imperium members and all of the Imperium. Crab and all the Imperium. Yeah, Darrow. Right now, DC is only in their space because of their ESI compliance. But once they come back, they can, or once they bring that up, they will be, you know, uncorked. But if you are in any alliance other than DC, you are welcome to rat in any Imperium space. Did that restriction on Sigma space get lifted? It did indeed. All right, friends. I think we're at the point where we can wrap it up. Thank you so much for coming. We have had an excellent week, and I hope to see you next week. Also, just a notice, we will not be doing a fireside December 28th. We're going to be letting all our directors off December 28th, so no fireside December 28th. And that is it. See you all next week.